I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. The Philadelphia Eagles are back in the NFC title game, and they will be going up this weekend in South Philadelphia up against the San Francisco 49ers. And now joining us from the Eagles is N'Kobe Dean, a rookie linebacker who's here with us today on behalf of Sky Motor Cars, skymotorcars.com. N'Kobe, first off, congratulations on making the NFC title game. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, first of all. Yeah, I'm well. It's working.
So when you hear the Philadelphia Eagles are playing in the NFC title game and N'Kobe Dean is 60 minutes away from going to a Super Bowl, has it hit you yet? Has it really sunk in or not yet?
No, not just because I'm trying to keep the main thing, and that's, you know, just winning the game. So it's just kind of been head down working and trying to focus on everything we got to do to play the best game we didn't play all season in this game.
You have so many things on your plate when you're a rookie in the NFL. When did you start to realize that this team could really be special and be in an NFC title game?
It was from the beginning. It was from camp, the type of work we put in, the type of leaders we had, the type of veterans we had on our team that you don't really see at a lot of other teams. It kind of was during camp, you know, everybody was working at how everybody kind of held each other accountable for just working hard and trying to be the best. I felt like I kind of felt it during there. And I feel like we emphasize connection so much, even though we are NFL team. The only thing I heard was in the league, you just don't connect with the guys as much and all this. But I feel like we emphasize connection so much. The type of togetherness we had was second to none.
Some of those veterans that have taken you under their wing, who are some of the guys that you really relied on in that Eagles locker room?
I mean, we got some great veterans on the team. Got some, all the super vets, you know, the BG, the Brandon Graham, the Fletcher Coxes, all those guys. And then we went in the middle of the season, grabbed a couple more guys with Sue and those other guys so that who play a lot of football. So it's a lot of knowledge in that locker room to help me out with whatever I need. If I was asked questions, and they always open to just answering and just be there for me anytime.
You mentioned some of those great players, whether it's in season getting Ndamukong Suh, you mentioned a Super Bowl hero in Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox. Was it at all intimidating? I know it's professional. I know it's a business, but watching some of those guys, was it intimidating when you first walked into that locker room?
No. No, I wouldn't say intimidating, just because you kind of knew that wherever I went, it was going to be some type of guy who's been playing football for a long time. It was more so, I would say, exciting just to be able to play alongside somebody who's been playing the game. You think about a guy who's been playing the game 10-plus years. I just turned 22 in December. I was, 12 years old. So when they got into the league, so it was like, it's just kind of exciting to just try to pick their mind and try to learn certain things from them.
N'Kobe Dean here with us on behalf of Sky Motor Cars, skymotorcars.com, Eagles in the NFC title game. So when you look at this team, what Jalen Hurts did, and I was in the building on Saturday night, was really impressive. And from the outside, we were all wondering, how is the shoulder going to be? How is he going to be able to execute at a high level? It looked like the leader of the Eagles and Jalen Hurts, that shoulder was no issue. When did you guys know that he was going to be ready to go for that game?
I mean, I feel like he was always ready. You know, he was going to show up for the big game whenever he was ready. And the way he practiced everybody knew he was going to be good. So I had no doubts he was going to go out and perform. And just like everybody else, I had no doubts that we were going to go out and perform the way that we needed to perform just because the type of work we put in week in and week out.
So I see the videos that you guys put up online, and Jalen always has a great speech after a game, especially after a win, and tries to keep the group level-headed. How would you describe Jalen Hurts' leadership style?
Yeah, it's just like you explained it. You know, it's keeping the main thing, everybody kind of trying to get everybody to continue to just lock in. Of course, enjoy the wins, enjoy everything, but everybody lock in to know that we haven't not done what we set out to do yet. You know, we still got a little minutes to go, so we're just trying to keep everybody focused and locked in on the main thing.
I've lived in Philly for 7 years. Now I'm back in New York, but I was there when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and I know how crazy Philadelphia could get, especially when it's dealing with their best team, their favorite team in the Philadelphia Eagles. How do you kind of give us the perspective of living in Philadelphia and being a part of this as a player and interacting with all the fans?
Oh, yeah, it's been great. It's been great just being able to be a part of everything, seeing how everything has been unfolding. Like I said, Philly has some of the best fans in the world with all sports, not just football, but baseball and basketball and everything. So it's just been great just seeing the type of atmosphere and the type of energy that the Philadelphia fans bring.
You played at Georgia, and I mean this in a good way, crazy football fans. You now play in Philadelphia, crazy football fans. How do they compare?
It's a little different. It's a little different just because Philadelphia is like, it's like, well, it's in the league. It's like, it's different in the NFL than in college. You know, you got people in college who kind of grew up. You'll get some like students that grow up and they probably don't become Bulldogs fans until they actually go to the school or they just live in the area for a little minute. But it's more so they got more so college pride when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles. You got people who was born and raised in the city of Philly who live, eat, and breathe the Philadelphia Eagles who are a little bit more passionate about it.
How did you describe that environment? A Saturday night, because I was there, and that I've seen big Philly crowds. That was one raucous crowd.
Oh yeah, definitely. I enjoyed it. You know, I enjoyed it. They definitely brought the energy. I expect the same, if not more, from them this weekend as we played the 49ers. So it was great. I love the crowd with them team to bring the energy.
I know you're a player, N'Kobe Dean. So you're going to give me, oh, it's just a normal week, probably. But do you feel the intensity around this week that it's a little bit extra more than just a regular week in the NFL?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's only eight teams? Only eight teams left in the NFL playing right now. I mean, we're going to be able to have the opportunity to practice this week. So, of course, you kind of feel it. But same time, like you said, we kind of been preparing for this. We try to bring the intensity every week of practice and meetings and practice and walkthroughs. No matter what we're doing, we try to bring the intensity. So it won't be like anything new that we haven't done because we've just been doing it all week. So it will kind of feel like another week, but just with a little bit more laser focus.
We'll see at the end of the week if there will be two teams remaining. I'm expecting the Eagles will be in the Super Bowl coming up in 2 weeks. We'll talk about Sky Motor Cars in just a second. N'Kobe Dean here with us. So Jonathan Gannon is your defensive coordinator. He's interviewing right for head coaching job. Nick Sirianni's talked about how he thinks he's going to be a head coach in this league one day. If a team called you up and said, N'Kobe, what can you tell us about Jonathan Gannon? Why would he be a good head coach? What would you say with your experience with him?
I feel like he's confident in what he does. The confidence that he brings, he's confident that what he called, that the guys on the field is going to execute just because of the way that he got us prepared throughout the season, throughout the preseason, throughout everything. So he's just confident in his play calls no matter what. I feel like that's one of the biggest reasons. And let me correct myself when I said 18. It's only 14. I was tripping.
It's all right. Hey, just win this weekend. No one's going to care about the math. We're on the radio. The math is not my strong suit. So I actually went to school with Hassan Reddick. We both went to Temple together. I know you guys are close in the locker room, just seeing what the locker setup is at Lincoln Financial Field. How about the season he's having? 17 and a half total sacks is something.
Oh yeah, it definitely is. You know, he's been great to this team. You know, the energy and leadership ability that he brings is, you know, second to none.
Okay, so when you look at the 49ers, this Brock Purdy story is just unprecedented to be Mr. Irrelevant, and now he is going up against you guys in an NFC title game. He was the third-string quarterback not that long ago. When you watch the tape, what do you see out of the Niners quarterback in Brock Purdy?
You see a guy who's on the road, you know. You got a guy who's who team trusts him, got a good defense around him also. So it's like just see somebody who just comfortable back there playing, you know. You somebody who they probably say should be sometimes rattled, but you know, he seems comfortable back there, and he makes plays for the team.
What's the biggest point of emphasis for your defense this week when you're going up against an offense that has a legendary tackle in Trent Williams? They have Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey. We talk about the Purdy story. What's been the biggest point of emphasis this week?
Biggest point of emphasis, I'd say, is probably just going to be doing our job. Just doing our job and executing at a high level. You know, like every week is executing at a high level, tackling, doing, communicating, and just doing our job, doing our 111. You know, everybody do their job. If every 11 people on the field do their job at once, then what we have to do, we'll get done.
All right, tell me about Sky Motor Cars and skymotorcars.com.
Yeah, y'all can go visit skymotorcars.com, you know, to pick out any selection of cars. You know, they got a great selection. I know I got Audi Q8 from there, which is great. I love the car. It's amazing. You know, you can buy and sell your cars. So, you know, everybody should just go check them out.
How about your boys at Georgia, back-to-back national champs? I know you're on the first national title team.
Yeah.
How about what they were able to do this year?
It was great. It was great, you know, with the coaches and what Kirby got going up there. It's just great, you know. And I'm definitely proud to say that I play at the University of Georgia, and I'm always going to be proud to say that. You know, I was at the game, so I was happy to see the smackdown they put on them boys.
What do you love the most about Stetson Bennett? Because I think Stetson Bennett and Jalen Hurts are a little bit similar, where everyone tries to disrespect them, and year after year, they just continue to prove people wrong.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you don't know Stetson's story, you should look into it. But other than his story, you know, for me personally, knowing him personally, I love that he kind of guy like me who don't really care what people got to say. You know, he always got to constantly prove himself, and he just continues to do it. You know, and even when if it's a misstep, he don't second guess himself. His confidence is not wavering no matter what. So that's what I love about him. He don't care what nobody has to say. He's just gonna go. He gonna work. He gonna continue to get better day in and day out. That's the one of the biggest thing I love about him.
It's probably a little surreal for you, right? Because you just won a national championship in college. Now it's your first year in the league. And you could be playing in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. That's some pretty neat stuff when you look at it.
Yeah, it's definitely great. But like I said, I'm kind of a guy who take everything, like try to stay level headed. You know, I haven't even made it to the Super Bowl yet, so I'm just thinking about one game at a time, and the NFC Championship, and that's the 49ers. So that's the only thing I'm trying to think about, just handling the job this weekend.
Well, enjoy coming up this weekend. Best of luck to you and the rest of the team. And we appreciate you joining us today on behalf of Sky Motor Cars and SkyMotorCars.com. He's N'Kobe Dean. N'Kobe, thanks so much.
Definitely. Thank y'all for having me.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught,
Touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right. End zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.